want more.
We accept the fact that it is right now the minimally acceptable effort that you can get passed in Florida.
The measure now goes to the Florida House. The regular session of the legislature ends on Friday. I'm Tim McGuire.
With organic food gaining popularity worldwide, General Mills looking to the future, the food giant announcing a deal to create South Dakota's largest farm exclusively growing organic crops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 5 1/2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 6th of March. And good morning, everybody. The news is always brought to you by, as we just said, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, 7 days a week. Great walk-in humidor, and our phone numbers right here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, and let's go to the weather. It's currently 41 degrees. Our highs today will be 64 and our lows of 38. We'll do more of a forecast here in a moment. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, everybody. We got a full day here today. But did you have that? Do you have that sound I was looking for?
I do have that sound. Okay. You're looking for.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay, why are we playing the gobbler sound? Except that it's the Redding chapter of the 21st Annual Hunting Heritage Banquet for the National Wild Turkey Federation. This Saturday, March the 10th at Shasta District Fairgrounds. The doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. They have, oh gosh, raffle items. They are giving away, they're raffling off dozens of shotguns and rifles. Purchase a $300 raffle package, and you receive double gun tickets, early bird specials. You have cost for sponsor tables is $750. Sponsor tickets are $330, and that includes the two meals, a sponsor membership, a $200 raffle packet, a sponsor only knife, a sponsor-only gun raffle. Couples are $120, includes two meals and a membership. Single tickets are $65, includes one meal and a membership. And Jake's, those are 17 and under, $35 includes a meal and one Jake's membership. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. That's going to be March 10th at Shasta District Fairgrounds, again, starting at 4:30. How do you get tickets? Well, you can just call up the Redding chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, or call Andy at 604-6554 or Nicole at 276-5588. But again, check it out at nwtf.org/events. Okay.
Well, you know, it usually sells out. It's an incredible event.
I just thought I'd get it.
I'm going through the computer this morning, and I'm seeing just... You know, I mean, I'm going online is what I'm saying, and I'm seeing on all of the news sites just, it's crazy right now.
The anger or just crazy?
You know, according to this site, crazy, Nunberg trial, former Trump aide unravels in world media tour, insults, makes wild claims, meds, taunts Mueller to lock him up, networks exploit breakdown, why America hates media.
It's all propaganda, and it's who controls the narrative, just as it always been.
Yeah. Like it says, Texas primary, record Democratic turnout. Well, okay. But here's something for all of you people that think that, oh, no, it's impossible for somebody to vote in an election if they're not a citizen. Well, welcome to San Francisco, my friends. San Francisco is letting... non-citizens, illegals, to vote in the school board, on the school board elections. They can vote. Now, they're saying, but we're keeping them from voting on other things by we only send them a ballot with just a school board. So you say to yourself, well, how hard is it to register here to vote? So here's what it is. Here's what the California Secretary of State website says about identification needed to register. The voter registration application asks for your driver's license or California identification card number, or you can use the last four numbers of your Social Security card if you do not have a driver's license, a California ID card, or Social Security card. You may leave that space blank. Your county elections official will then assign a number to you that will be used to identify you as a voter. Now, if you put down just four letters and it said, you know, whatever the four letters or the four numbers are, I mean, how are they going to know? It now says here is that they, you know, you when it says driver's licenses, check. This is for illegals. Immigration, immigrant children, even the undocumented, eligible for state-paid medical insurance under Medi-Cal, check. In-state college tuition, check that too. Non-citizens, even if they're not here legally, can also practice law under a 2015 bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown. And legal immigrants can be poll workers because of a percentage shortage of multilingual election officials. So what they're trying to do is there's some people in New York even trying to take it further, letting them vote, illegals vote in every election. But here's the thing is, if you don't need your citizenship to be a part, to have citizens' rights, why should you even be put in for, why should you even try to become a citizen?
Bingo.
Yeah. Why should you even become a citizen? You're getting everything, so why should I have to go in there? Maybe I can do this and get through life without paying taxes or paying less taxes, or I don't have to do this. Where are the perks for being a citizen? Because if you get the perks, you don't need to become a citizen. And then we're further exasperating the problem we have right now. If you said, look, you've got to have a card to get medical care, guess what? People would get a card. Why did your friend get her green card?
Well, my friend got her green card because it was expired.
Yeah.
And so...
How long has she lived in the United States?
She came over from Canada.
As a child.
At five.
At age five.
And kept her Canadian...
Legally.
Kept
legally
her Canadian came. Citizenship. Just done her green card. Now, she did say this last time I took her yesterday, which, by the way, it's the second time we've been to immigration offices. And the first time was a nightmare. The second time, she did call him off his office and was assisted beautifully. And she was armed with names and everything else because they had two names. They had a married name and they had a birth certificate name. And last time that we were there, this woman was just, you know, the mean state worker. The mean government work with pointing her finger. I thought, what would happen if you really, truly were, again, trying to be, you know, come over here and become a citizen and somebody's like that. But I'm sure that that's the way it has been in many places in the world when, you know, you can't fully grasp what's going on. But anyway, on this trip, the security guard was very nice. They were nasty last time. Very nice, very welcoming. We got the number called early, so we got in early. And she had said her fingerprinting was a little bit different because the way they've done it in the past is they have you turn your face where you have part of your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not asked this time.
Well, your ear is just like a fingerprint.
And
Did you know that?
Right. But I didn't know that until yesterday, but that she had that this time they didn't ask for this kind of procedure. Anyway, so it was, she didn't have to drop any names. She didn't have to, but she was very grateful. And she said, I just really, at this point, I really want to become a citizen.
Well, she
so it's taken her a long time, but she wants to become a citizen.
Well,
I think
she's
feeling
be.
At this
she
point, I'm not going anywhere. I'm living here. And
yeah, she's not going back to Canada.
She wants to go over and visit her uncle who's 90-some years old.
Now she can. Yep. Otherwise, she couldn't.
Right.
She couldn't get back in. All right. Anyway.
So it was an interesting experience. That's why I wasn't here yesterday. I was driving my friend to immigration, seeing how it works firsthand.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is for, like, today, we're going to start off, there's going to be a fraud fair
Lucky Jess Ronnie is
sitting out there right now. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank works for you. They've got a brand new branch at 1845 California Street. Lobby hours have been extended. Drive-through hours have been extended. You know what? You need to check it out. Check out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias, and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action.
Welcome back to Chief Fire Radio. All this KCNR1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning, everybody.
And it's currently 36 degrees. We're going to do a little bit more of an intense weather forecast now that we have this. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 70 and our lows of 42. There's a chance of rain tomorrow with our highs of 65, rain likely tomorrow night, and chance of showers on Thursday with a highs of 61. Just get ready for rain on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We don't have any snow showers in the forecast, but we have lots of rain, and again, our lows get to around 43, so we're not in the freezing temperatures. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
We're here with Lucky Jez Ronnie from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office and Molly Kidd, who is from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, but they have different jobs.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Good morning.
Lucky,
good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Lucky,
so
you're here.
To have you
back. Know what? And as I say every time, so you know, I don't care if you're tired of it or not, is would you rather have a lawyer that's good or a lawyer that's lucky. that should be your, you know, your, that should be on your card.
It should be. I think you're right.
I'd rather have the lucky. Okay. How you doing?
Fraud fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's coming up here in just a few hours, starting up at 10 o'clock. And this is our third year putting on our Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair, and we're really excited about it this year at the new location.
We're seeing in the paper a lot of Shasta's Most Wanted, and what are we seeing in black bold is elder abuse and fraud.
Absolutely. Fraud is prevalent amongst every demographic, but we really see it heavily amongst veterans and our seniors. They're two of the most targeted groups in our country.
Oh, yeah? The veterans are.
The veterans are because
people come, like, say, oh, wounded warrior type stuff and all that?
Well, not just the wounded warrior for charity type scams, but for veterans, they've earned the right to certain benefits through their service.
Oh, okay.
And through those benefits, some people will find them as perfect targets because they will get personal financial information from those individuals claiming that they are with some sort of federal organization or Veterans Bureau asking for personal financial information for disbursement of those benefits.
Oh. Hello, alarm bell go off right now.
None of them do that. I mean, none of them come to you over the phone wanting your financial, your credit card information, your banking information.
Well, none of the legitimate ones do, but when we have our local veterans who might be needing those services and they're in need, sometimes people, when the circumstances are right, may fall in victim to something that they usually wouldn't need, fall victim to.
Okay, so you're saying that if... can these guys, people have access to these veterans, or the roles of the veterans, or their information like phone numbers and all these kind of things? And where are they getting that from?
Well, sometimes it might just be as simple as people, our lives are on social media, our lives are online now. So it's not so much that they might be taking roles or information roles, which they might be. More specifically, though, it could be just randomized, and we all put so much of our personal information, when we're going on vacation, when it's somebody's birthday, when we're getting married, what have you. And veterans might be liking certain pages, making posts about certain pages that will identify them as veterans.
So today in the fraud fair, and Molly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are now in the wonderful DA's office.
Yes.
Doing special events.
Yes.
So tell us today, as the consumer or the person that walking in today, we know that we're going to get expert advice from people like Lucky, and there's panels.
Yes.
And like speakers.
Yes.
What else can we look forward to?
Well, there's going to be 45 different agencies. So you're going to have from state, local, all over. They're coming here today to speak to you about all the different types of fraud. There's the automotive repair organization, so they're coming, and that's really cool because sometimes people are always concerned, like, am I getting defrauded, you know, when I take my car in to get it fixed?
Right.
Is this really do they really want $2,000 worth of repairs or whatever have you? So it's a great resource for you to find all different types of venues for you to see what types of frauds are out there, because there's more than just phone scams.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Now, are the phone scams still on the top 10 list as far as, because I know that I get phone calls like I must get at least from at my home 2 or 3 a day.
Sure. And the phone scams are a volume business. I think a lot more people have caught on, but they modify it and they alter it. And those are those scammers that might not necessarily be living in our country. They're living overseas. They're hard to identify, so we try to educate our community. But like with this, Molly was saying, with our fraud fair, we wanted to go beyond those phone scams, internet scams. We're going to be talking about those door-to-door salesmen, door-to-door repair people who are unscrupulous, who are going to make claims that they have extra material to fix something in your home, ask for cash up front, nothing gets done. Like Molly mentioned, the Bureau of Automotive Repair, Contractor State Licensing Board. We're going to have the Professional Fiduciaries Bureau. That's an organization out of Sacramento. So if you're being defrauded by a financial mm-hmm. advisor of some kind, you know who to turn to. That's the idea of this event, that there is an organization out there to help if you have been victimized.
Does the when you say that, there's when we're looking at victimization, you know, we think of the Nigerian if you give me $1,000, that helps me send you the $12 million into your bank account. But there's, like you said, hey, I can resurface your whole driveway for this much money, and you find out all they've done is they've put a coating of black oil on
it.
Even if they do that much. But the other ones, too, about being defrauded, we've had cases like here, I mean, right here in Reading, where some people took millions of dollars from residents here and got they're in jail right now for these Ponzi schemes.
Absolutely. Locally, we also had just at the latter part of last year, we prosecuted a local travel agent who was misusing a lot of funds.
Right.
And we will prosecute that here in this county. And in a lot of other counties, there are no dedicated consumer protection units. Counties to our south, like Tehama, Siskiyou, north of Sacramento, besides Yolo County, we are it with a consumer protection unit. So those other counties are at a bit of a disadvantage where they do not have those types of prosecutors who are specialized on these types of crimes.
So we're talking with Lucky Joe Serrani right now, who's with the district attorney's office. Was fraud in when you were learning law, you spearheaded this fraud prevention event that's happening for the last 3 years. Is it something that you specialized in, or what brought you into the interest of this?
Well, prior to joining the DA's office, as you remember, I was on your show occasionally when I had my own private law firm. So
had your own show.
I did, yeah.
It was good, too.
It was always fun. I loved it. And I do miss it. But I always specialized in civil law. So in law school, I focused on property law, real estate law, civil litigation, torts. And it was those types of cases. It wasn't until I came into the DA's office that I really got focused and specialized in this area.
Okay, and I know that, see, with this, and people go, okay, fraud. But you've gone out for, you've gotten us into as part of really big cases that are nationwide cases. And you said, well, look, you know, they've got a
detergent.
Well, yeah, but you said they've got stores here, or it's been affected us here. And you've gotten several million dollars from these cases?
Yeah, Overstock.com was one of the biggest cases that we originated here in Shasta County and worked with multiple other counties. And that was a case where they were engaging in a practice of false advertising and misrepresenting prices on their website and leading those to believe that their prices were lower than they were actually purporting them to be.
So you got a piece of that one, and there's others too. Anyway,
yeah.
Lucky, there's the fraud that's going on, and especially for seniors. Those are ones really I'm concerned about fraud for everybody. But people that are supposed to be coming and taking care. So this a lot of times they're family members, aren't they?
Most certainly. It's those that are the closest to the seniors, those that they trust, that they know really well. It's not often that it's necessarily the outsider, somebody that's in their home coming in to help them. Or it might just be somebody that they trust with their money, like a financial advisor who might. There's that
message. Are we finding a lot of that, financial advisors? Are you finding that?
You know, not too typically yet here.
Okay.
We do keep an eye. We do monitor it, and we do follow up on any sort of types of claims we may we receive in our office. But it's a variety. We just hear a lot of different things. We haven't really heard of one specific. There are trends that do make their way north. Real estate scams are starting to peak down in the Sacramento. Well, they started in the Southern California area, made their way up to the Bay Area. They're making their way now north to Sacramento.
What's a quick example of that? A real estate scam.
So it would be a real estate theft. What would happen is these individuals will just try to transfer or forge your signature into taking the property out from your name and transferring it into their name alone. Now, a lot of people, I check my name at the recorder's office once a month when I'm paying my credit card bill. Some people think it's a little paranoid. Some people think it's a little crazy. But I could be a potential target for some of these types of unscrupulous individuals. What they will do is just forge my signature, transfer out that property, and put it into their own name. And I won't know about it until I'm refinancing or seeking to sell my home. And these are the new scams that are starting to occur.
What about the one where, and I think I just heard one, that the people rented a home?
Mm-hmm.
Or signed a lease on a home with these people, you know, and it was a great deal, and they moved in, and then they found out that the person they signed it with It was a scam.
And yeah,
they did not own the house.
Yeah, those are the Craigslist scams where people feel like they might be getting a great deal on a rental, and they're going to just wire the money. The owner of the home says that, hey, I'm out of town right now. I need to get this place rented really quick. You need to wire me the money if you're interested in the place. Let's get this deal done. And these people are excited, they're interested, and the price is right for what they want.
They even move in.
They prepare to move in or do actually move in. And
the one I heard about, they'd moved in, and then the owner comes. The real owner says,
the real owner was on vacation, and these people must have known.
This was a rental house. It was empty.
Yeah.
That the real owner had, but somebody just rented it while they, you know, and then when he came, when he was aware of it, these people had lived there for a week.
Yeah, it's one of those really easy scams, and it's one that a lot of people fall victim to. You know, a lot of people will say they might feel like they're too smart for that type of scam. A medical doctor friend of mine in San Francisco, she fell for it, and she's lost about $6,000.
So what would you tell people if they say, hey, this seems like a great deal? I found it on Craigslist. I've looked at the place. Yeah, it's there. So how do you guard from that?
Well, the big three things that we've found that are the common and prevailing themes in a lot of these types of scams is fear, pressure, and intimidation. And I think in those types of situations, it's the pressure to make a quick decision. If somebody's pressuring you to pay money based on a quick decision and requiring immediate action, I think your guard should be up at that point.
Okay.
Fraud fair is where?
Elks Lodge, starting at 10 o'clock this morning, going all the way through 1 p.m.
So you can all get up, have your coffee, have your breakfast, head on down to the Elks Lodge, wander through there. You don't have to stay the whole day. You can just see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot to see. You can come in a little bit past 10, come right at 10. We will have coffee and a few snacks there, too. So if you want to skip that part of the morning routine, just head on right over.
And did you say over 45 booths or 45?
Agency, state and local agencies will be there. There's also we're going to have free shredding, so you can bring in a banker's box worth of shred, and we will shred it for you. We're also going to have door prizes.
Yeah, some cool stuff.
Yeah.
You get get out of jail free card.
Not for me.
Not for me. Signed by Stephanie. Oh.
I really love it.
Okay, we're going to take a break here.
Lucky is as strict as he's ever been. So. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sugar.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheridan Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event, World Championship, with some of the biggest names in poker, and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. You know, you've seen downtown and the renovation of downtown, but if you come into the studios here, you'll see the renovation of KCNR 1460 as we rebuild everything in our whole area here, putting that new studio in, that FM run. So, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. Maybe because they are best in the North State. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. It's a veteran-owned business who will probably come over today and fix our thermostat.
Yes.
After my bride and I managed to poke every button in there, and now it just sits there with a surprised look on its little.
It's like a smiley face with a flat, it's not smiling.
It's not smiling. It's got like a line
it's
through
very
it.
Very flat.
It just said, I've had it.
Just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone. Quit poking me.
Let the experts fix me.
Hey, we're here with Dan Leverton. Vintage restaurant, and he told me, he just said, he's had this thing for actually
2 months.
2 months.
Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So how? Well, do you get into this. Who's Dan Leverton?
Okay, Dan, first of all, I'm just hearing this now. Congratulations. It's a really big deal. First restaurant?
First restaurant, yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about your history. Where are you from?
I actually grew up in Cottonwood and went to Shasta College and then Chico State. I have a degree in business management and I graduated in 2008. And back in 2008, my dad and I were actually looking at buying or opening a restaurant. And then when the market crashed, we decided to not do that. And
yeah, welcome to our world.
But we did do it.
We did do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I decided at that point that I was just going to go get a job, but I want to stay in Reading. So I ended up going into banking for the last 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Were you over at a bank that we know of?
I've worked pretty much everywhere. Yeah. I started off at Bank of America. Uh-huh. And then I worked my way up into management and then worked my way into commercial banking. And that was my last position. I was what was called a treasury services officer, which is a commercial deposit officer for Tri-Counties Bank. And I traveled basically back and forth between Eureka, Reading, and all the way up to Susanville. And that was what I did until I decided that I wanted to try something else.
Until one day in the car, you started screaming and you couldn't stop.
Banking, did you find out that Vintage was for sale? How did you find out about Vintage being for sale? Because it's a great spot. It's just a great little piece of real estate there.
Well, I've known Alex, who was the previous owner, since 7 years. Our kids went to preschool together, and they still go to school together now. And I was looking at a couple of different restaurants, my dad and I were, that were for sale, and we just couldn't justify some of the costs and things like that with a lot of the, TLC that had to go into some of these places. And I ran into Alex one day at school, and he's like, "Hey, I heard you're looking for a restaurant." I'm like, maybe.
Maybe.
No one's supposed to know that, but sure. And he goes, "Well, you want to buy a wine bar? Just let me know." And that's how it kind of started. I started talking to my dad because that's what we really want to do. My dad and I are really into music. We're really into food. We wanted a place that we could do shows, bring in music, and, you know, they kind of already started, like, the idea themselves. They had been doing it for 12 years, and they've been doing it well, and we're just taking over, and we're going to take it to the next level.
Okay, wow. Now, the next level, because they have music, they have, you know, people, I mean, you can go in there and have a really nice time.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the next level for you all, Dan?
Well, we're kind of in what I call, like, phase two of getting there. And right now, we've gone in, we hired a chef, Chris Blevins. He's a family friend. We've known him for years. Excellent chef. He's from Reading, learned working under some of the best chefs and the most well-known restaurants in town. And him and I went in the first 2 months, and we looked at, like, what do we need to fix here? And we went and fixed everything that we thought needed to be fixed, and then we changed the menu. And now we're into phase two, which is we're going to be remodeling. Hopefully in July, we just secured an architect to help us with that. So we're our plans are to move the bar, open up the floor space, get a little bit more room in there, and then just update it. You know, new color, new floors, things like that.
Oh, no, we know that exactly, because we'll take you on a tour here during the break.
Now, is there a plan? Is there anywhere in there that you would have? Is it music and that atmosphere with dining and music? But any dance floor, any kind of thing like that?
No, not really. I mean, we can push the chairs back and let people dance, but our primary focus is the food.
Is the food.
The music is just kind of an added bonus for us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're not opposed to people dancing, but...
As long as it's not on the bar.
As long as it's not on the bar, yeah.
Hey, so exactly. Do you feel this whole downtown resurgence?
That's a good question, because I wanted to get into that.
I do. I actually feel very fortunate that this was an extremely good time for us to get into downtown with everything that's happening, that they're planning. You know, we're kind of like at the very beginning of that. And
I so much agree, Dan. You know, we've been watching this. This is our ninth year here. So we've been watching this and change dramatically in one direction. And now we're getting ready to watch it change dramatically in another direction. Danny Knott and his guys over here at K2 and his brother at this building here. And then the one right behind us here at the police station going down.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the coffee roasters over here next to the Napa Auto Parts.
Theory.
And then with what you all have there, I just see a total resurgence downtown. Mm-hmm. I see the fact that people coming in that are going to be living here in these buildings are going to be walking around. They're going to come in. They're going to go to places where they have maybe start out with an appetizer in one place, come down to Vintage Inn for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe move on to a gelato place down the street, and there's some music playing over there in Carnegie Park. I mean, I just see all these things that could happen here, and I think you're right. I think this was probably the ideal time to get into it because in a couple of years, you know, it may have been really difficult to buy property or a thriving business downtown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the generation that's coming up right now, basically. People 40 and under really want that more of an urban living environment. They don't want to live in the suburbs. They would, you know, I actually was having this conversation with Lucky, who was just on at the restaurant a few weeks ago.
We've known Lucky a long time. Yeah.
So have I. We went to high school together.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Love it.
Lucky Jezrani for the name.
So what was your conversation?
Yeah.
Well, our conversation was that, you know, young professionals such as him and myself, you know, when we move to a town like Reading, we don't want to live in the suburbs and we don't want to live in an apartment somewhere. We would like to live in like an urban living environment where we can, you know, I get off of work at, you know, in his case, the courthouse, walk to my apartment and then change my clothes and then go out without ever having to go out of that like 4-block radius.
Not having to have a car, not having to rely on a car to go every place, even though everything is, you know, only takes you 5 minutes to get anywhere.
Right.
What do you think though, you know, obviously you're a guy of vision. So what do you think about the idea of taking out the parking structures? And do you think that will, if they indeed do that, which they should, what do you think that kind of impact that would have? Would people walk, or do you think that's a learned trait?
You know, I really don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have a good answer for that.
Well,
but,
because they're talking about if they take away some of the parking down here. But, you know, I think that if you come in from other places like you have,
right.
and many of us have, that walking a couple of blocks to something is not unusual at all.
Right. Well, I know, like, when I go to Ashland, I take my kids up to Ashland at least once a year, and you park in a you park on the street and you walk everywhere. So to me, it's not a big deal. But I think, like, some people are very concerned that it is a big deal. I look at it like this. I see, you know, with the first phase down here where they're going to pull out the Dickers building,
right?
They're going to put the streets in. That's going to add parking. I'm not sure how many, but that's going to add parking. So when they rip out half the parking structure, I don't think it's going to be that big of an impact. I think it's going to be a good thing because we do need more people down here.
Yeah,
we need more services down here, and we need more retail down here.
You know, we live 5 minutes.
Stone's throw.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, we live like
we can
literally
walk to work if we have
walk
to.
Walk to work. Yeah, but I mean, but downtown for everything, we can just walk downtown and be right in the middle of everything, and, and literally 10 minutes just walking, and that's sauntering. That's not a forced march. So we kind of like everything that's happening here in town, and we like to see, you know, the fact that I think it's not just going to be the inner town here. I think it's going to spread out, and when you see in these surrounding neighborhoods that people are going to want to live closer, and it's going to do things to house values, and but it's also going to do the people want to take these places, and then as you have done, take them up to that next phase, like we're doing right here. So hey, we're here with Dan Leverton. Did I get that right?
Leverton.
Okay, I can't read my writing, but I would probably if I put
Dan
my glasses.
Dan Leverton, new owner of Vintage. Is it going to be what? If you're renaming it?
We're still going to call it Vintage. It's just not going to be a wine bar anymore.
Vintage restaurant.
We want people to know that we're a restaurant and not just a wine bar. One of the things that I thought was really surprising is that when I started talking to people, they didn't even know we had food.
Okay.
And that's going to be our big focus.
Okay.
Okay. You know, that's you got time for a couple more minutes, great. Because
sure.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that menu. Because we need
places. And branding.
Yeah, we need besides branding, but we need places with good food, especially we can walk to it. You know, because we're here all day. So,
yeah.
And so we got to find out what your hours are and all those kind of things. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. What's that mean? It means they can design, build, get gems from all over the world, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You need a watch repaired? Skip the middleman. Just take it down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Super people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dan Leverton from Vintage Restaurant.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park's new exhibition, Design Zone, is now open and ready for action. Now through April 6th in the museum. Explore the concepts behind video games, drum machines, skate parks, roller coasters, and more. And learn how artists, designers, musicians, and innovators design the concepts behind these technologies. Design Zone is free for members or included in park admission, only at Turtle Bay.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday, 7:49, and oh my goodness, is it the 6th of March? Ooh. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers.
Who you need.
Home Helpers. You know, if you need compassionate in-home health care that's of quality with people that have had, thoroughly trained, thoroughly bonded, insured, the whole thing, then it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She's had this business for 10 years, business of the year, business person of the year. She delivers quality in-home health care to your loved ones, whether it's short-term or long-term. Give her a call at 226-8350 or just check it out at readinghomehelpers.com. That's Home Helpers. Also, she has a show here on our station on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10 called Generations, discussing the differences between the generations. We're here with Dan Leverton, and who has 2 months ago purchased Vintage Restaurant. It used to be Vintage Wine, but it's really indeed Vintage Restaurant because you all are really expanding the menu.
Yeah, so we've expanded the menu, and we're really trying to do new things with food. So not too far out of the box, but we like to do things a little differently.
A presentation.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, we're working on in phases. So we've been looking at doing different presentations and things like that. But like just for instance, like our one of the things that Chris has come up with that is just amazing is this thing we call a Cabernet burger. So he actually infuses onions and Cabernet wine and then reduces them down, and we put them on this hamburger that is absolutely just amazing.
Who knows? We may be like the foodie capital before you get to Ashland.
That would be
nice. The hit place to happen before you get to Ashland.
So now are you serving these now?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us your hours and all that. Cool. If you know. You know.
Carl loves his burgers.
I do. It's a weakness. I admit that.
We've got some pretty good ones.
Okay.
So we are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2.
Okay.
And then we are open for dinner Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday, 4 to 10, and then Saturday, 5 to 10.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Cool. So you're close on Sunday and Monday then.
Mm-hmm. So your music, okay. When your music comes through, you're relatively early with the music.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be having, like, you know, people, which is, you know, I maybe the older I get, you know, the thing is, if you work, it's really hard to be out at 11, 12 o'clock at night. It just
right.
Is. You know, I hate to say that, but usually this is when bands go, they go on at 9 and you're like, oh my gosh. So that's really cool. You're going to be, what are the bands going to be on at 7 and 8 o'clock?
Depends on the night, but yeah, usually 7 to 8 o'clock and they play till about 9 or 10.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That does
it's
make,
about
that
two good
make
hours
sense.
Of music every
Ooh.
Single night.
Well, that's cool.
In fact, on Friday, March 9th, we have Eddie Sadler from the Cold Sweats.
Whoa.
He's doing his second fireside session with us, where he invites a bunch of singer-songwriters together, and they come together, and they jam on our stage. It's really cool. This one is called the Femme Fatale Evening, so it's Eddie will be hosting, and there's going to be four female singers from local bands singing and playing with him. It's going to be really cool.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay.
That's great.
Again, we're with Dan Leverson, and who has...
Leverton.
Leverton. God, I'll be okay. Leverton.
That's all right. And we know he's the owner. He's the new owner.
It's been happening my entire life, Carl. I'm used
you know
to
what?
It.
How can you, you know what? The name Bot. Can you screw that up? Oh, yes. Anyway, from Vintage Restaurant, we're talking about that new menu he has, and the hours are going to be running out there. Next comes some remodeling in the summer and all that.
Yeah, you can have specialty drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Cocktails or. What, you know, people are kind of coming in because they'll have a habit. People are habitual.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like, well, where's the wine? Oh, we have a brand new. So what's the spiel?
So right now we are looking at trying to get a liquor license so we can serve cocktails. Right now we have 32 wines on tap. We have a oxygen deprivation system that actually chokes the air out of the wine bottles and leaves it open. So every single time you get a glass of wine out of our machine, it's like getting that first glass right after you pop the cork.
Wow.
That gives us the ability to keep 32 bottles open at all times so you can come in and try multitudes of wines, whatever you want. And then, we don't have to worry about serving that last, little bit of the bottle that's been there open for 5 days and
right.
Maybe a little.
We've all had
right.
That.
Right, we understand. Yeah.
In fact, we like to take all those four or five bottles and pour them into one glass, and Linda lets me drink it.
Oh,
yeah. So it's got its own. Teasing. It's got its own test.
Yeah.
That's okay, really innovative.
So it is. So that you can now. Do you have like flights and things? Can people come in? Are you doing any type of? Have you gotten to the point where you're doing the matching of food or appetizers with wines? That'll be coming?
Pairing.
That will be coming. We do have wine flights where we do 3 2-ounce pours of certain types of wine, like white blends, red blends, Pinots, things like that, and you can sample those. But what we also have, too, that a lot of people don't know is we have 6 rotating taps of beer that always have 6 different craft brews on tap, and then we keep about 20 different bottles in stock as well. So we've got tons of beer for the beer lovers, which that's my thing. I mean, I love wine, but I drink beer. I like beer.
I'll taste wine, but I'll drink beer. One of those things?
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool to be talking to a young man that's you've bought the vintage wine bar, and now it's now Vintage Restaurant because you're emphasizing food. You've put in for your liquor license there, but right now you've got 32 bottles of wine with a special system so that it's like getting a fresh glass every time you pour one.
Yep.
So you can get your favorite wines there. And the, 6 beers on tap?
Yep, 6 rotating taps.
6 rotating taps. So if you like to taste wine and then drink beer, it's a great place to go to and have their Cabernet? What is it? The Cabernet burger?
Cabernet burger. Or you can always try our chicken cordon blue bites, too. Those are one of my favorite things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're really opening it up in there, then.
Yeah, we're trying some different things.
Okay. And so how do people make reservations?
You can make reservations by calling us at 530-229-9449. Or we also use Open Table.
Okay.
So you can get onto Open Table and make a reservation with us.
Okay.
That's excellent. So are you there? How many nights a week are you there to greet people? So like the owner, we rubbed elbows with the new owner thing.
I'm there pretty much every single day.
Every single day.
Open till close. Yeah.
Are you working
That's
behind
your
the bar
new
too?
Job.
Or
A little bit, but I like to, I don't want to take shifts away from my employees, so I try not to take tables or work the bar. I swing around. I'll go wash dishes. I'll bar back. I host. I'm
you're
everywhere.
The owner.
I'm walking around shaking hands
That's
and stuff
right.
like that.
You're,
so.
You're putting paper towels in the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. No, we know what it's like to be an owner there, buddy.
Yeah.
usually do like about 15 minutes on a business, but this is a new business. Dan is, he's betting on the come here. The downtown is going to be great as we are. And so it's always good to be able to host a new business.
Well, thanks for having
find
me.
Out, well, you know what? It's a pleasure. We have being able to see new businesses, new faces. Downtown is great.
And coming up in the next hour, we have Enjoy, our monthly moment with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And talk about people who've invested as well as,
downtown.
You know, that in 13 counties enjoy the magazine, and of course there are three stores. So it's just that keeps growing, and that's wonderful. So I know they're going to love the fact that they are right down the street from you, too. And
yep, right around the corner.
Dean, what, quickly, just you got like a minute, what business would you like to see downtown? Not another restaurant, I know that, but what kind of business would you like to see?
You know, I would just like to see more businesses that bring people downtown. So more retail and more restaurants would be fantastic, because that's the stuff that people are going to come downtown for.
How about a cinema?
That would be cool.
Would that be cool?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
A cinema right downtown where that the old parking lot is.
Well, the Cascade sometimes has wonderful
shows. Well, yeah.
Well,
but I'm just saying is that if you have like a Cascade, well, but they don't on a regular basis. If you had something downtown that would bring several hundred people downtown, they just walk downtown.
Yeah. Well, in the addition of the Riverfront Playhouse, I think once that gets going, that'll bring more people downtown,
too.
That'll
be great.
Yeah. That's, you know, other place. Any other place we have, and so with all these new ones. Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dan Leverton, mm-hmm. and of Vintage Restaurant. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Of Vintage.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading the News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The embattled mayor of Nashville has agreed to resign as part of a plea deal on a felony theft charge. That's about a month after she admitted to an extramarital affair with her bodyguard. In a break with the White House, House Speaker Paul Ryan says tariffs on imported steel need to be more targeted.
Ryan called the president's plan too broad and prone to retaliation.
And so what we're encouraging the administration to do is to focus on what is clearly a legitimate problem and to be more surgical in its approach, so that we can go after the true abusers without creating any kind of unintended consequences or collateral damage.
Ryan says talks are ongoing with the White House, and he added that hopefully we can get to a good place.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not ever let Iran develop nuclear weapons. And what's more,
in the last few years, Israel's incredible intelligence services have foiled dozens of major terrorist attacks across the world, in dozens of countries.
Netanyahu in Washington addressing the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. President Trump cautiously optimistic about a possible diplomatic opening with North Korea.
In response to talks between South and North Korea, the president is citing possible progress, but also warns it may be a false hope. He tweeted that a serious effort is being made by all sides. The president's comments come after the South Korean government announced that North Korea has agreed to halt tests of nuclear weapons and missiles if it holds talks with the U.S. on denuclearization. The two Koreas also have agreed to hold summit talks in late April. Greg Clugston, The White House.
West Virginia's governor and Senate Republicans have reached a tentative deal aimed at ending the 9-day statewide teachers' strike. The Dow down 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Some experts in Australia say a family in Perth has found the world's oldest known
Message in a bottle.
When Tonya Illman discovered a glass gin bottle poking out of the sand with a damp note rolled up inside, she suspected an elaborate hoax. But after taking it to the local museum in Perth to be authenticated, she was informed that it was 132 years old and had been thrown overboard by the crew of a German vessel as they sailed in the Indian Ocean. It was part of an experiment by the German Naval Observatory to understand global ocean currents, with a note asking the finder to please send it back to Hamburg.
That's the BBC's Howell Griffith. South Korean presidential envoys have met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, the highest-level talks between the rivals in years. The meeting extends a temporary lull in tensions brought by the North's outreach to the South during the Olympics. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The FDA chief wants more inspectors to help look for opioids being packaged or shipping to look like other drugs.
FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says he needs more staffers to inspect more than double the packages they do now. In an effort to stem the deadly flow of opioids like fentanyl that come in through the international mail supply. Gottlieb says some drug producers alter synthetic opioids to look like common prescription drugs like antidepressants to escape detection. Right now, about 23 FDA staffers inspect about 40,000 suspicious packages a year. Gottlieb wants more staffers to raise the inspection rate to 100,000 packages a year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Pennsylvania Attorney General suing Uber, alleging it broke state law when it failed to notify potential victims for a year after it discovered that hackers had stolen their personal information. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great humidor, same great service there. So many things they do for our community. Our phone line's here is 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Monday, March 6th, and the weather is going to look very good today, but it's going to get a little bit rainy later on this week.
Good morning. And the weather, let's do a little bit of where we're going. Mostly sunny with a high near 70.
So I can wait and drag that out.
Yeah,
while you
well, you know,
it.
I had to go out to get a little bit of a report here, an update. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 42 with our wind, north wind around 3 to 6 miles per hour. Wednesday, chance of rain after 5, mostly sunny with a high near 65. And new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible Wednesday night with rain after 11. And Thursday calls for rain and showers again, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. And tonight, Thursday night, 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a low of 45. So there's our forecast. We've got chance of showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where veteran and seniors receive discounts, 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They have a program where they can, if you give them a call, they'll be there on an average of 10 minutes or less. Think about that at your business or your home. That's North State Security. Well known to help the police in town. They are a force multiplier to our police, into our security at our water plants, our power plants, and so many other places. This is a one-of-a-kind business we have right here, starting its 50th year. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine.
Good
Enjoy
morning.
The stores. Good morning. You know what? I drive by and I see James out there at various times doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Out front, inside.
Store.
You know, you're doing anything from putting stuff outside to shooing people
reorganizing
away,
stuff.
Shooing people that are looking at things longingly that would probably end up inside their shirt or something as they run down the street.
Oh, yeah.
I see all that. But
that happens.
That happens. I can't imagine that happening.
And our Rhonda.
Hi.
Good morning. I call you Rhonda Ball. And, of course, you know, we know that you've been going by another name here for a year.
Yeah.
Or two years now.
Yeah, almost 2 years. And you know what? Yesterday I was doing my return address on a letter I was mailing, and I did put Rhonda Ball. So.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, if you've used it for so long professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how long she's been alone.
Hey, before we get into the Enjoy the magazine, and of course, you know, it's the March issue, and it's always wonderful. A couple months ago, we were talking, and I just think it's important that we do a shout-out right now to all of our listeners in our chat pack. You know, you may want to, you know, chime in here, and if you have something kind to say, say something kind to these two. Because the Enjoy store in the last 10 years have, in just advertising, have donated to the North State over $1 million worth of advertising. Mm. That is not including the baskets.
Mm-mm.
And I know we don't really have where we can like give stuff away.
Sure.
But every event we attend, there's an Enjoy basket. So you guys have to go in. You don't have to, but you are probably 6 to 10 people a day walking through your store, mm-hmm. saying, "Can we get a donation basket from you?" When do you say you feel bad after you? The first five, you say yes, and then the six, you say no.
It's hard.
It's really hard. Yeah,
we've got other businesses in town that they say three times a day minimum people walk in wanting.
But you've got the stuff. Minimum. So I mean, you've got the little tchotchke, beautiful things with the. So if you were to try to think, that's what I just
not last year, but the year before, we gave away $45,000 just in gift baskets.
Yeah. Wow.
See, so, that needs to be recognized. So thank you,
see, you know,
from the bottom of our hearts.
It is, and we so much do appreciate that. So, well, thank you from the community aspect, but you're not the only ones. And you don't do it for thanks.
You do it because
the right thing, because you, as we know, and as other people who give a lot, the thanks doesn't like flow as quickly as the request for support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and this is not a bitch session here, but it's kind of like this thing where hey, wouldn't it be nice to have somebody take you out to lunch?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that I have to always remind myself, and I do this almost every day because my love language is giving.
Uh-huh.
I love to give gifts. Could do that every day of my life. But even in that realm where it's supposed to be your favorite thing or the magic, there are people that can suck that magic right away, even when you're giving, and it just blows your mind, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does.
Because even as we give at the store, you can't even believe, and you know, I won't even go into it to tell you stories, but I come back and I'm ranting with the staff in the back about sometimes people's attitudes and.
It's expected.
That's my, but, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You're not giving it this year.
Well, it's not even that. It's even when you give, they can still complain.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year you had a bigger basket. Why is it?
Yeah, I mean.
But the thing about this is.
And not
but
I just want to say, yeah. My point is that I have to tell myself, when you choose to give, it needs to come from that giving place. It needs to come from the heart. And you truly, truly have to not expect anything back.
Because
if you're giving with an expectation, then it's not giving.
Yeah, then you want to be rewarded. You're absolutely right. And
I mean, it makes it feel good when there is some type of acknowledgement or whatever. But that's just ego in human beings and kind of a, I don't want to say a fault, but kind of, you know, how we're wired as creatures.
If you want to give.
But you really have to give from a place where there's no expectation for something to come back. Otherwise,
I think that's beautiful.
I think
that's, you know, if there was nothing, if there was one morsel of some kind of thought that we took away from this morning, is that reminder.
Yeah.
So thank you, James, for that, because it is so true.
There is
it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, not to take away anything, but there is a TEDx, and I don't know what it is, and maybe we'll post it somewhere. I don't know. But there's a woman that started a microfunding business,
and she does a TED Talk. And every time I watch it, she makes me cry. She cries, and I cry. But that's what she talks about, is giving from a place that's just pure and no expectations back. But she talks about how when we're out on the streets and we see somebody that may be in need and we give, that quite often we're giving to appease our guilt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but so mm-hmm. this, I mean, not to go into it very deep, but it's like being that's the word I'm looking for. Of course, it's not going to come out right properly right now, but we've taken giving to it's now become kind of a business for our conscience.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a commodity.
Commodity. That's the word I was looking for.
So it's a commodity.
Yeah, giving has become a commodity to appease sometimes our inner demons or our voices or what we believe or, you know, that kind of stuff. So not to go into anything major, but we love to give, and we do it if we can.
Congratulations
on pointing that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's true. And okay, we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. And, you know, they also give. You know, when you talk about other organizations that give, SST Oil is right out there. We saw them at the Ready Rancheria. They had bought a table out there, plus the other things that they do to support our community. And they do a lot of things to support our community. They're just not the best place to go to when you're looking to move oil and gas or to buy oil and gas or to have your Toyo heaters, the kerosene heaters taken care of, your water heaters taken care of, or just picking up a gas card that you can use in 59,000 different places. Hmm. No, they're just, this gas card we have, can use it anywhere. And they give us, every month, they give us a receipt that says this is who's used the card, and this is, because we have a number of cards here for our employees, that says who uses it, how much it was, you know, and all that stuff. So they give us that one little track. We don't have to worry about it anymore. SST Oil. And right now they're looking for employees. They're looking for drivers.
Good ones.
That's right. Good drivers. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. Good people down there. We'll be right back with more good people, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home.
and they can be part of making this a zero energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
All these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the bands. I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, loading merch in that 12-passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota.
Good morning and welcome back to the KCNR 1460. What'd you think of Common's rap during the Academy Awards?
Okay.
Well,
moving right along. This portion of the show is brought to you by, how about my rap, Bastiani Arms. Okay, that's located at 2539 Larkspur. Family-owned business. John and Sarah opened the store going on 9 years ago. It's the only place I would think of going in to buy a firearm. They have all the accessories. They have very, very knowledgeable people there. They have classes on CCW. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. Give them a chance to meet or beat the big box store prices. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
I like the music that we always come back to. That was Macklemore and Kesha. That's the new song.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And, of course, I'm full, everybody knows, full of trivia.
Wow.
So Macklemore, who is obviously very famous, and so is Kesha. Did you know that the Resners, who are part, are in the owners of the Dutch Bro franchise here, the Resner family? So my son works at one of the Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros up in Oregon, Southern Oregon, have something that's called Kocha, which is kind of like a little bit of a small version of Coachella.
Okay.
For the employees of all the Dutch Bros.
Oh, wow.
And they come. They actually brought in Macklemore.
Wow.
To do a summer festival for all of the Dutch Brother employees. Cool. I mean, yeah. I'm like, hi, that's like some serious.
Yes. But that's also, I would think that is the culture of the Dutch Brothers.
Oh, it totally is. It's just amazing. I have never been, and my son, you know, it's just amazing. This place, he loves working there.
I love
his co-workers. I go through every day, and I love his co-workers. And these kids are just amazing. I say kids. They're all different ages, but they're young.
They love it. There's a passion there that you can sense and feel. That
and to watch him be hired and then to watch him go through training and all that, it's really a really well-run organization.
That's
another great place
local,
in here.
But born out of the owners out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we got to eat lunch with him. I took Gianna to my son. I took him to corporate headquarters. They have a really cool campus. And we went there, and we had lunch, and the owner, I think it's Travis Borsman is his name.
We saw one of them. It was on the
Undercover Boss.
Undercover Boss. Yeah. Was that him?
I think so, yeah.
When they were getting on to him because he's not fast enough, he's not smiling enough. You're not smiling enough, you're not happy enough, you're not, you know, you're not learning your
well,
customers.
If you watch Undercover Boss, you quite find out that the head people don't really know how to do anything that they're that the people that are running their company can do.
Yep.
It happens. But it's so fun. I cry sometimes when I watch
that.
It's
a great show.
Let's go through the March issue. And Rhonda, where are we going first?
Well, let's start with Shasta High School.
Okay,
wait a second.
Okay. All right. We'll start with Shasta High School.
So this is her mic's being turned up, so I'll just help her out. It's called Blast Off Satellite Building with Shasta High School Students.
Mm-hmm.
And is your mic back up now?
Yes.
Is it? Yeah.
There you go.
So they are building a satellite that they're going to launch into space this summer. And I think there's 15 students that are involved in this. It's all volunteer. I mean, it's not part of their school curriculum. They just do it because they want to be there. And their teacher, Mr. Grigsby, Brian Grigsby, is kind of spearheading this, and it's pretty amazing that these kids are able to do this.
If you read the article, it's kind of really staggering that these young people are literally almost building from scratch a satellite that is going to be placed in orbit, and they're going to communicate with it, and they're having to build basically both ends, the build and engineer the satellite, as well as the antenna and the receiver here on Earth. And the satellite is going to be used to measure temperature and magnetic fields.
Well, this part of the article says Senior Benny Kuroz, who hopes to go into physics or astronomy, earned an amateur radio license last year and is part of the satellite project. He says, I like the idea that the antenna array, a little activity here at Shasta High, will communicate with the satellite. Wonderful brains right here in Shasta.
Yeah, right.
So there's a company in the Mojave Desert that actually sells these satellites kind of as kits. But when they're kits, they're just parts. And these kids really have to figure out how to assemble and build the circuitry, as well as coding for communication. So it's not a kit where it's like, here's, you know, glue X to B, and, you know, they literally have to engineer this, which is really, really awesome. And this was done through a grant, I guess, that was given to Shasta College, that Shasta College is using. It's a pathway to for high school students. So the grant was designed to help build a pathway for high school students into college, into universities, kind of a scenario. And
they actually named the satellite the Night Wolf from the Shasta College Knights and the Shasta High School Wolves.
Cool like that.
Yes.
You know, and then you've got, you know, with that one. And by the way,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it just blows my mind when I think about when I went to high school.
I know.
And when you went to high school. And I'm thinking, the kids now are building satellites.
Well, you know, when I was working at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, we worked with the Jet Propulsion Lab on communications aspects of it, and these were the guys that put together that Mars rover, and so I have a photo of Mars with the rover on it, where it landed where it came in that thing. But they were using parts at a Radio Shack this thing. You know, these were not, you think,
the one that's actually on Mars, or the one that's
lab? No, the one that went to Mars had parts that came from Radio Lab or Radio Shack. And I said, you know, it didn't cost $2 million. They go, no, because this one works really good. And what I, you know, it wasn't like the major part of it, but it was a part that somebody picked up and it worked well. These guys are just like, they're pretty smart.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of those things. Yeah,
they're pretty smart. Success story about the rovers. I mean, the rovers were intended to get there and land and then only work for, like, what was it, even just a few months?
Yeah, just a few months, and it went on for years.
And one of them's still going.
Well, I tell you what, the one I have, the photo I have is where it's landed, and it came out. It did a 360, and then it was heading off.
Yeah.
And you look at it, and you're trying to, wow, you know, it's this red dust out there.
Did you know that a couple of students from West Valley High School were sent down to the Jet Propulsion Lab and took part in rover experiments? This was back around 2005.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so they're building satellites. And then if you look at, from there, you go into a galaxy far, far away, back on page 67.
Yes.
About our spectacular California sky, and it could have our satellite out there.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Right.
Because you've got an app on your phone. That if you look up at the, it will tell you
the stars are.
Well, it's not just the stars, but it'll tell you of satellites going by.
Oh yeah,
and it tells you satellites. It tells you the Russian
International Space Station.
It tells you everything that's flying across in front of you. Wouldn't that be cool if they have something up there like that? And
their satellite is like the size of a dog food can. So it's like it's not even very big. I can't even imagine.
How does it get launched?
You know, the story doesn't go into that specifically. I mean, obviously, it talks about that, you know, the launch agencies always provide private, this kind of stuff, educational.
Yeah. Sure.
I would guess, because, you know, yesterday or it was early this morning Eastern time.
They launched another one.
They launched SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's.
Yeah.
Launched another rocket and successfully put a Spanish or a Mexican or Hispanic satellite or something in orbit. But
this is, they've been doing a lot of those.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, look that up, because that was...
This was SpaceX's 50th successful launch.
Yeah, but I thought they'd run a lot in the last month, though, it seems
including the beginnings of a total global internet surface-to-orbit system that will basically give our existing cell phone towers a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's still a little bit of a ways off, but they at their last launch, they put two of these test satellites in, which will be a low Earth orbit satellite system. It'll be a network of, I don't remember how many satellites, quite a few.
Over 300.
Well, I think we have, Bob's saying. And then it's supposed to be able to provide Internet access to almost everybody.
Well, we were looking at that in the Marine Corps, and mm-hmm. to be able to launch a series of these that would literally cover the world.
Yeah.
And you launch them, they look like they're a little flat disc
mm-hmm.
that when they come out, you know, like they're just like flat disc inside the rocket, and then they launch them as they come out. They open up
mm-hmm.
with everything it needs. And what it would do is give us a low Earth orbit where we could talk anywhere
mm-hmm.
on one radio.
Well, the next launch for SpaceX Heavy, I don't know if you know, but they have their rockets that they are launching now. And that's their, I guess, typical rocket. And then they have a new rocket that they launched for the first time just, you know, a few weeks ago called the Heavy, which is the largest and strongest rocket in the world as it is right now.
Wow.
The next one will be tested. It will go in June. And that rocket actually is going to be carrying 27 satellites and at one time. And so when you were talking about that, they list what's on board, and there are major government satellites, but then there are a lot of educational satellites that they're going to be carrying up for them. So our point when we were talking about this is that, you know, these companies donate payload areas if they can for young people's science exploration.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I mean, it's going up, and if you can, you know, put something there for them to test, I mean, those are the future satellite builders for your companies anyway. You better.
Well, very interesting in this March issue as you go through
it's
the
very,
magazine.
Yeah.
There's laser companies. There's, you know, a wonderful article about new distilleries that are, I mean, just really, again, your magazine shows the North State and many people who get this throughout the country and throughout the world. What's really growing and happening here?
We have a great cross-section of, and like you just said, from distilleries to lasers to satellites. I mean, really, there's something in here for everyone.
To new FM to new FM translators.
Right. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break here, and we are with Enjoy the Magazine. We'll be, and the Empire, as Carl would say. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Real people, real winners. Looking to make memories with friends and family on the water this spring and summer? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Land to Lake Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand new Ranger patio boat from Red and Yamaha Sea-Doo. Earn entries all month long. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe daily for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the wheels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card for your chance to win free slot play on Fridays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Friday, March 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Plus 14 lucky winners, $200 free slot play. Make this your relaxation station for fun and adventure, celebrating moments of creating memories all season long. Land to Lake Swipe to Win, a brand new Ranger patio boat. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time. Land to Lake Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming that the bigger things.
Yes, I love the song.
Not a yes, sir. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 39 degrees out there, going up to 70.
Carl's doing the sprinkler.
Nice
I was
Carl.
Not doing the sprinkler. I was doing...
You were doing the jackhammer
I was doing
wannabe.
The jackhammer wannabe. That was it. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business is the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. If you can't find a better place to get a haircut, there it is. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Stores, Enjoy the Magazines, and Stores. And what else? We all have, are you going to start your own Uber company or something? You know, we have Enjoy Uber. Enjoy the Uber. How's that?
Movies in the park. Hopefully this season.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm struggling this year to get sponsors.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's need to talk about it. What's it take to be a sponsor?
Money.
You've got the screen.
Yeah, no, all the everything's there. It's just now licensing the movies. You know,
what we've kind been of movies this year.
We've been doing what? This will be our 10th year, I think. 10 years.
So, that's a long time.
I think Apocalypse Now ought to be big.
You
in
go
there. The director's cut.
And you go out there and you, in the heat of the summer, pick a party even every month. Yes,
Lord.
You do. You've been absolutely committed. So.
Yeah, that's
my least favorite part
that you just brought up.
If some reason that you have to take a break for a year, that's all right, too. You're growing your business, doing other things. Hey, let's talk about the Sundial Film Festival celebrating 10 years.
Can you believe that?
I
remember the
feel
first
like when
one.
They first started,
yeah,
right?
I know.
We were down
the,
there on their first one.
Yeah,
and
the photo essay.
And you were in the first one. You had a
Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about that. Yes,
that's right.
You were kissing Bob Corlock.
Yes, you were.
You kissed Bob Corlock.
That's before I knew that I was going to be...
And then got stabbed in the eye.
I didn't know I was going to be in radio land like this, like that. So, and then I was like, would you like to be in the short film? I was like, well, that would be an experience, sure. So it's the Collins. Lisa Collins wrote...
Film, yeah.
And
yeah,
she,
I remember.
Bill, she Lisa. Directed that and Bill did the music.
And Jesse's film, what was it?
The Cart?
Yes.
The Cart one. You remember that? The little cart
Jesse
that was...
Roston,
My friend was the bum. That's why I know it well.
What happened to Jesse?
Jesse and his wife are doing really well, and they live in Portland, and they have a baby. And
The reason I ask is because he's so talented, and then you
still
see these
so
things.
Talented.
he was such a talented guy. Uh-huh. And I just was wondering, did he go on and continue this his film?
They've traveled all over the world. They've done documentaries. They've got a huge client base. Yvonne and I still are good friends with them. We follow them. If you follow his social media, you can see all the work and stuff that they've been doing.
So happy.
She,
at one time, was managing the Cascade.
Yeah.
So they're just,
right.
They're
right.
Just totally all in.
And they have a little girl. Her name is Wallace.
Well, of course.
And she is a riot.
All of a sudden, when that happens, it strikes me I've been living here for 11 years now.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
So this is the 2030 Club, and they do the presentation. They put this... event on. Now we're going into 10 years. What's different about this year? You always think about, this year, it's another year, but every year you have to infuse something in order to add a little bang. What is there something about, do you know? I look at just Ronnie's pictures here. He was just on. because, you know,
oh, yeah,
right,
Lucky, huh?
But he's an active member of the 2030.
Yeah, he is.
I love Lucky.
So there's documentaries, there's animation categories.
There's student film.
And the films can be no longer than 20 minutes. Okay, so a panel of judges are going to come from Los Angeles. The Film Studio Center will award a trophy of $1,000 prize for Best of Festival and a medallion and $500 cash for Best Narrative, Best Documentary, and Best Animation. So that's pretty good. I think that's amazing
in our little Reading town.
Yes, all the dollar fund, a little bit more cash in this than the previous years.
I think it was it $500 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, it was $500 award.
I think it was. Yeah.
The best local school. For, mm-hmm. Oh, that's school production, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So that's happening on
March 24th.
Okay.
At 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater.
That's
The tickets are $8, and for the afternoon screening, and $18 for the evening event, and $20 for an all-day festival pass. So that's coming up, and it's a great event. So
I know we talk about this all the time, and I don't mean to be boring, but there, you know, I don't ever, ever, ever want to hear anybody say that there's nothing to do here, because literally there are so many things to do every single, almost day and weekend here.
Sometimes there's too much to do that you just can't make it all.
And then I feel guilty.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I want to.
I should have gone.
I need to support this and I need to support that.
No, I know. And
you know,
funny.
There's three things on a weekend. And you're like, if I do one more thing, I'm going to just like not be able to breathe.
And you can't like think anymore. Your brain is just so full that you can't. I know.
But you want to support every event.
I know it. I know.
Okay.
Here's the one that Linda and I both turned to, and it just kind of.
Well, I love the fact that
growing spirits.
North State Distilleries are on the rise.
There's a lot. I cannot believe how many there are. And I think we've probably missed a few of them, too.
Oh, absolutely.
No,
because they're all over the coast. And there's, I know, of a distillery that's up in Cedarville.
Isn't there one in Whitmore, too?
Probably, yeah.
Did you say Cedarville?
Yeah, up in Cedarville, almost right to the border, there's a company that does gin.
Gin is juniper.
Yeah.
So this would be, was this be the Jewel Distillery?
No, that's not actually in this article.
That's why we're saying we missed that, they're all over.
So, yeah. Hooker Oak Distillery is in Chico, and
rum-only distillery.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And most of these, they use organic ingredients, and you know, they use, gosh, it's amazing what they can make with nuts and pineapple, and you know, it's crazy.
And if you turn the page, there's you know, this is a bigger article, this is one of our three or four page spreads. They're also what is that, Alamandora, or no,
yeah, which one,
the one that's in Chico or Durham?
Yeah, Durham. So my wife just told me today, excuse me if I pronounced it incorrectly, I was trying to guess.
Almendra.
Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic and beautiful, and they do actually do work for other companies. So very interesting. You know, Yvonne obviously is one of our co-owners at Enjoy, but she also is the director of marketing for OHB, which is a honey company out of Orland. And they just recently launched, they're going to be starting their own meadery, where they're going to be making mead from their honey.
Ooh.
And so they've partnered with this distillery to help them do all of their testing before they get all of their equipment to do all their on-site meadery. So a lot of these companies, very much even like, what is it, Sierra Nevada, they are so pro their business, and they really lend their expertise in helping other companies that even would be considered, I guess, competition in some way to get off the ground and support just to grow the environment in our area.
Well, it's a little known fact, but I am a professional mead taster. I started back when I was in my junior year of college. I do have a card. If you'd like to give my name and phone number to these people, I would not charge them more than my. Of course, isn't everybody? Because it has no. In fact, it has no grain in it. Because it has no grain in it, there is no laws that you can't drink it like. Islam.
Oh, really?
Okay, you know what?
Yeah. You can drink mead. It's because it's made of honey. It has no. It's nothing that's made of grain or barley.
Yeah, I didn't know that was that. I mean, mead's been around. Mead was one of the first distilled drinks of the world.
Ever.
Everywhere.
That's right.
I mean, if you go back historically, mead seems to be almost in every culture.
You would think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It may not be in the Islamic culture. I saw that in the movie 13th Warrior. So.
No, I think you're. I think actually you're right.
It could be.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway, so these distilleries were really cool and shared some recipes for different drinks that you can make with their stuff. So.
But their spirits.
With their spirits, but I think that there's seven different ones that are mentioned in this article. And they're all in the North State. There's a couple at the coast. There's a couple in Chico, in the Chico area.
And Blue Lake.
And
thing goes on and on. This isn't just a one page.
Yeah.
This is like four pages in here.
Yeah, because there's a lot of going on in the business. I'd like to actually look up what the actually term, where the term spirits came from. Because as you said that, it just dawned on me. I wonder if it's because when you drink them, you get drunk and then your inner spirit comes out. Your true spirit animal shows itself after a few glasses, if that's why they called it spirits. Or if people back in the day thought you were possessed because you became a different person.
Maybe so.
I love Bob's.
Bob's a kind of mead drinker. Do you see Bob drinking mead?
Sure.
I see Bob drinking mead. And he has like a little, he'd have like a little mead hat on. So I don't know what a mead hat looks like.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
But I'm sure he would have.
Do you know
one.
What a person that's, that makes mead is called?
What?
A miser.
That's true.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
A miser makes mead.
Uh-huh. Hmm. The miser is the mead maker.
Okay, what are the alcoholic spirits exactly? Basically, the biggest, brawniest, older brother of... All alcohol beverages are made from fermenting some form of sugary brew into ethanol and CO2 because yeast can only ferment so much before alcohol levels become toxic to them. So we have to distill or physically separate out the water to get higher alcohol concentration, and that's why spirits are differentiated in two ways. They're distilled and they have higher average ABVs, from around 20% to as high as 80 or 90% ABV, most spirits fall somewhere much closer to the middle.
But why the word spirits? We're going to check that on the break as we come back.
It's a bit involved, actually.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll take it when we come on back. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, in 30 counties going for 32, teaching anywhere from Fresno up all the way to the coast and back. The most complete CCW training you're going to have is through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Friday, March 9th at the new Sheridan Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
No spirit.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Casey and Aaron. Yeah, we are talking about spirit. We're with the joy.
Good job,
the
Bob.
Enjoy. Yes, absolutely. James Masada and Rhonda. I still want to say Rhonda Ball. I'm sorry, honey.
That's okay. Okay,
okay. All right.
Bob is a mean mead drinker.
Mean.
Got it. Okay.
So you had a call come out on your iPhone, on your, what are your watch phone,
yeah,
that somebody said, this is what it means. So what
Lana, who does our... does our recipes in the magazine, and actually it's today Tuesday, so she's not going to be at work today. So I was going to say, anyway, I didn't read them yet because we're coming back on air.
Yes.
But she sent me two links that talk about what, why things are called spirits. So I'll have to look
okay
into that.
Okay.
So.
And Bob is talking about them, and then you had some there.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. By the way, tomorrow on the show we're going to have the chief of police is going to be here with us, Roger Moore. And I tell you what,
there are
lots and lots of questions to ask Roger, because so many things are coming up again. Oh, the how much we pay police. How many police do we need if we can't lock them up? What about the tax? All these things. Mm. And Roger's caught right in the middle of this. You know, he's trying to do a lot of things with the police. But like I said, Chief's going to be our guest tomorrow at 8 a.m. And discuss a lot
of
this.
I feel for him. I feel for any of those public servants kind of that way, you know. I can't even imagine how frustrating it must be.
You know what? You know, I think, you know what, if you ever think about it, Rob Pelletti is probably sitting back going, welcome to my world,
yeah,
Rog.
No. But you know what I mean? Like, I get we all want action and we want things taken care of. But, I mean, when I spend any time with somebody like that and you spend time with them outside of their environment where they can just talk to you.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't do anything. Their hands are tied at almost every direction, and you know, realistically, I'm not blaming, but we have voted, our officials have voted to allow them to do nothing.
Yeah, we voted to allow our board of
supervisors.
Seriously,
they can't do anything because I operate a store and people steal, and there's no point in doing anything.
There's no repercussions.
There is none.
We watched something today about this somebody on video that walked in. Still close by enough that we would. And he walked in and he actually stole an entire box, not a carton, but a box,
a case
of cartons of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So $2,500 to the store owner.
And they had him on
and they
film.
Said, we can't really do anything about it because the cop came on and said, because we're understaffed and we have to think about, you know, the personal injury crimes. Now, for someone like you, or if somebody knock on wood, we're not going to try to we try to be positive. We're trying to stay in a positive. But if you were to add up how much theft happens for you per month, do you have a rough guesstimate?
Probably not. No, I mean yes and no, but it's staggering.
Is it close to like $5,000?
Probably.
So here's my thing, Walmart's. Loses,
oh my gosh,
$3 million a month.
I was going to say
crazy
a month.
How about
$3 million
Safeway down the street?
Yeah.
That's probably
so $3 million a month. So I can start
a minute.
I can start.
Here it comes.
Carl, it's called
Carl Stugs, and I will put them outside your business.
Steve,
and I will say this, is that if you're at Walmart, you pay me $1 million a month. I guarantee you, you'll save $2 million.
Yeah.
All you have to do is point at them when they come out. We will get your stuff back. We will keep your parking lot safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just ask you to turn the cameras off every so often. But you think about it. Mm-hmm. And these people,
someone's going to have a cell phone.
Not only have you given $1 million worth of stuff away to our, I'm just an advertiser, but then when you get $5,000 a month taken.
Ish.
Ish. Yeah. But around that, taken each month from thieves. Who act in impunity. Like, if you catch them, you've got to hold them for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
If they want to walk away, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, James has gone into people's purses and said, give me that back.
See, it's different in mine because I'm a small business and I'm not a corporation. But, I mean, it is to me just absolutely unthinkable to steal.
Yeah.
Because you're taking, I mean, you have no right. You know, I would much rather you come to me and ask me before you take it, because if you need it that bad and you're like, you know, I'm going to steal this, you know, we can talk, but no, not in my store. I mean, you know, it happens because you just miss it. But if I see you, you're not going to be allowed to leave.
With my stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
You can
and
leave
he
later.
Has told people to not come in the store and they will come back and he'll tell them to get out. So.
Well, you know, but you have to do that to defend yourself. But that's not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about enjoying the magazine.
The police officer, how frustrating it is.
It is. It must be.
And everybody just rides them, and it's like, you know, give them a break.
Right.
You can only do so much. And
it's a reminder.
It goes back to me. It goes back to the county in that jail. And then how we turn that out. But that's different.
Yeah.
You have a photo in here. There's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Of that hummingbird
that you've got your hand on right there.
And it's is that like a class or was that?
It is. It is a hummingbird class of taking pictures of hummingbirds.
So this instructor is teaching people how to capture something that's very small and moves fast. I mean, there's a lot to learning your camera for this kind of shooting.
Mm. And what's the name
something
of the instructor?
Something small that moves fast, huh?
Is this all about the instructor?
So
or?
this is about hummingbirds in general and about the
Elijah Gildea.
Yeah. And the ability,
I probably botched that name, but
ability to take these photos. So he teaches you, he's got, I guess, in his backyard, there are feeders set up everywhere and they bring people and you sit at a station and you kind of learn how to capture these elusive birds.
You must have incredibly
one of the prettiest
camera, I would imagine.
They're beautiful.
One of the prettiest
birds. They make
birds.
Me happy. You
they
know,
they really do.
When they dart from tree
they're almost
to tree.
Like a big bee.
You know,
no, they are.
They go by your head. Like their little buzzing.
We have one in our front yard. There's a bush in our front yard, and there's a family nesting in there.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you ever had been in your yard, and one will come up to you and, like, be right in front of you. And just, like, they're looking at you.
Uh-huh.
And you feel like, I was just touched by an angel. That's what it feels like.
I know. Well, it's true. And so I was just, reading a little bit
Do
about
Do I get
this.
A wish?
Yeah, right? They're like little fairies.
Yeah, little fairies.
Their little hearts beat 1,000 beats a minute, too. Something like that.
Yeah. And it was talking about their wings. Can you imagine? Their wings flap 70 times per second.
Is that crazy?
I mean, if you use it 1/1,000 or however you do it if you're from the one Mississippi. In that period of time, how does anything do 70 things? You know what I mean? Like that, I can't even imagine.
Well, this is another one of our miracles of nature that, you know, we have such a beautiful.
And up to 200 times per second if they're diving.
If they're diving?
Uh-huh.
If they're coming down.
They come right 200 times a second.
You know what we need to do is you need to have an article in there about hummingbirds and how to attract hummingbirds, because there's certain things you can plant and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Certain, that'd be cool because
bushes,
they do make you feel good.
And I feel bad. Okay, so I know people put the feeders out, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but I always think that they, you know, you always hear they put sugar water and red dye, and I think something.
They don't need the red dye.
I was going to say something in my heart hurts because it's like those are the things. Here I am with my new electronic scanner for my diabetes. Are we killing these birds by giving them sugar and dye?
There's nectars that you can
use. Is there? I thought that there's stuff that it comes out red. Yeah. I didn't know if they put red dye
in
there.
Yeah, in the old days, people would red dye because supposed to their birds are attracted
to it. But the
stuff
you buy today.
But the bird feeders have red on them, so that's
why you don't need the red.
Okay. That's what we have. Okay.
And you can buy nectars or you just do a sugar mixture. Because my thought was if I were going to do it, I'd make it out of honey. So at least it's natural.
So we have mead.
Yeah, right. You give mead.
That's right. So you got a bunch of drunk
just take water and honey. I mean, at least honey's natural, right? It's sugar, but I don't know. Sugar? You always hear those commercials. Everyone's like, sugar.
Okay. Well, I can't understand. My hummingbirds are getting thinner. I've been giving them lots of Splenda.
Okay. So they're so cute.
So we've got like 2 minutes left here. So what is the one thing
they
you would
do
like
have, they have classes for the hummingbird. There's one coming up on April 20th, and it's through Crown Camera. So give them a call
good
if you're interested.
Frank.
Yeah.
Right across the street here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw him walking to work.
Okay. Here's
Did you hear that time?
To make safe hummingbird food. One part sugar, 4 parts water, bring to a boil, kill any bacteria or mold present, cool and fill feeder. Extra sugar, water may be stored in refrigerator. Red dye should not be added.
Mm.
There you go.
Ever.
We just use our red dye when we add to drinks.
And that is from the Smithsonian Migratory Bird Center.
And use raw sugar, not processed.
Yeah. But the little bird feeders can get mold in them, so you got to clean those puppies.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you.
Thanks for
letting us come today instead of yesterday.
Yeah, we love you guys.
You know what? We like to have you on.
I vote the segment needs to go to 2 hours.
We could do that if you wanted to. The other thing, too, is I did get a phone call from Jerry Brown that wanted to be on this morning. And I said, Jer, frankly, Governor Jerry Brown, and said, you know what? Our ratings are really smashing now, and if I brought you on, you'd probably just turn us off for the rest of the year. So, and he said, well, he understood that, and maybe another day.
Okay.
I said, I think I've got a 12-minute segment coming up. So, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
James Masada and Rhonda Alvey for being with us today. Enjoy the store. Enjoy the magazine. You know what? Go on down to the store. I mean, if you're looking for the right gift to pick out and send us some ideas, as we do to my sister two or three times a year.
Absolutely.
It's perfect for that. Okay. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Tomorrow, we have one of the good guys coming on, Chief Roger Moore.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading the News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's important that the U.S. stand with Israel as it deals with a number of problems in neighboring countries.
Israel lives in a neighborhood which includes a profoundly broken Syria, a dangerous Iran, the threat of ISIL in the Sinai, and an emboldened Hezbollah.
McConnell speaking in today's session of the Israel Public Affairs Committee conference here in Washington. House Republicans are now